Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is touring Asian capitals. Today, she took up a trade issue in Japan. In 2003, Japan banned imports of U.S. beef over fears of mad cow disease, also known as BSE, for bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Secretary Rice wants Japan to end the ban or face possible sanctions. Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo.
Over lunch at the Japanese Foreign Ministry, Rice warned that Japan's prolonged shutout of American beef threatens to reignite trade friction reminiscent of the 1980s. That's when Japan's massive trade surplus and high-profile purchases of American real estate sent U.S.-Japan relations plunging to their lowest level since World War II.
I urged the minister to resolve or to put in place efforts to resolve these issues as quickly as possible, given that there is indeed a science a standard that is global on this issue.
Japan banned U.S. beef after a single case of mad cow disease was detected in the American herd. The ban has not only deprived U.S. cattle producers of their biggest foreign market, but also hit the Japanese fast food industry hard. An estimated 2,000 Japanese restaurants have been forced out of business because of the beef ban. The Japanese Foreign Minister Nobutaka Machimura reiterated Tokyo was not about to rush its food safety panel, which has the final say over how soon U.S. beef can return to Japanese dinner tables. Japanese reports have speculated that the ban could be lifted as early as this summer. But that's only a partial easing, limited to cattle under 20 months of age, a grade said to be low risk for BSE. Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi, who met with Rice later in the day, insisted the delay was not a ploy to protect Japanese farmers, but merely intended to uphold Japan's safety standards. Japan now operates the world's most costly and thorough BSE monitoring system for cattle, and there is still strong resistance among Japanese consumers to what is perceived as lowering the bar in order to satisfy the American cattle industry. In an interview with the state broadcasting network NHK, Rice took up another issue about which Japan and the U.S. have no serious disagreement, getting North Korea to disarm. Despite the lack of progress, Rice said six-nation talks are preferable to Washington's going it alone with Pyongyang.
The North Koreans have been presented with a path toward better relations with the rest of the world, and they should take that path.
Rice is now in South Korea, midway through a tour of Asian capitals through Monday. For NPR News, I'm Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.